4 CBA Mobile.
4 CBA, KN 4 VWA.
Well, Dave, how do you do?
4 CBA, KN 4 VWA.
KN4 VWA, KB4 CBA, how are you doing?
No claims to fame. I mowed 4 acres of grass today. I mean, my four behind is numb.
Lottie, lottie. 4 acres to mow.
Hey, Dave, you're bouncing in and out of the repeater.
I know, I must be having a little problem here with the radio. The intermittent problem is getting more, what's the word? I'm not even sure. Getting less intermittent and more doing it all the time.
Well, I'll tell you what, are you out mobiling around?
I'm going to get some drugs.
Good stuff for me. I'm in the shed, FT8
it. I found out last night, I had a tennis game last night till, and then me and my doubles partner Ken, we stood out in the parking lot and talked about old times and some of the cars that we had and some of the crazy stuff we did. And when we were younger, and so I didn't leave there till about 8:30 or so, and I found out that there's a net on that 442.075 repeater at 8:30.
To a guy on that repeater, and he was telling me that. Now, I forgot all about it. Maybe we need to check into it tonight.
If I'm not right in the middle of something, I might just do that. Usually by that time, the wife and I are trying to spend a little time together, and she works all day. Says she wants to see her husband before she goes to bed, you know, so Lord have mercy. It's really tough being popular.
She's just a glutton for punishment, bud.
I'm going to get a scratchy right here because I'm coming up on Rutherford Road. I'm on Rutherford Road, but I'm coming up on 291. I'm going down in the hole and coming back up right there at Shriners Hospital, the old Shriners, where it used to be, and the reception's pretty bad.
Okay, and 4VWA. Yeah, I know what you mean. I know that little hole right there.
Stop to put this light, and I'll see if I can finally get the spot.
Popping through it, okay. Hey, that young man came and picked up that radio last night. He's all enthusiastic.
One thing for you to do, you know, and you know, you got you a nicer rig, and you don't need that 706 anymore, and so you know, like you said, paying it forward, and heck, I'm going to try to find somebody. I'll be honest with you, I don't know if anybody'd want it, but I'm going to try to find somebody that wants to get into HF that doesn't have any money. I'll give them that cubic Astro that I've got. And all they need is the antenna.
Okay, see.
I've got dibbies on that radio if you just want to give it away.
Away to somebody that needs it, Steve. I'll give it to you. Somebody that can't afford a, you know, HF and but would like to get into it. I think we have a breaker in there. Go ahead.
Chrysler DJC here. Just heard you guys talking, thought I'd jump in and say hello.
Honey, who have we got there?
You see, Jerry and Anderson, I've been doing a little satellite work this morning and worked a guy in Iowa through SO50 about 11:30 or so on my HT, so I was pretty happy about that.
That's pretty cool. Now, see, I haven't been licensed but since July, and I'm just now getting up on FT8 real good, and I'm all thrilled to death about talking down in Latin America, South America, and the island of Guadalupe this evening. By the way, Dave, if you get back home, 20 meters is lively tonight.
Well, I might have to check that out. I have been on HF today, and sometimes I get on 17 meters, and sometimes there's something going on there, but anyway. So, let's see, DJC, I forget your prefix. Go ahead. This is KB4CPA.
Okay, Dave, we've spoken for a time or two. I was going to ask Steve how he liked his 991A, and if he'd had a chance to work it on 2 and 440 yet.
What I'll do, I'll go in there and pop it off of the FT8 right now, and come back to you in a minute on the 2 meter. How's that sound?
I know it doesn't have APRS, but I may pick one up sometime this year. I'm not real sure, but I'd like to have something. If I got another HF rig, I'd like to have something that had 2 and 440 on it, especially that has a sideband on the side. Because I was thinking about maybe something to work linear satellites with.
Roger, I got an FT8 from K2. Oh, no, that's within the U.S. That's a chip shot. Okay. Give me just a minute. Give me about 2 or 3 minutes, and I'll jump over there with you. Now, what was your call sign again?
DJ said, I don't have sideband. I was just asking you how you like yours.
Oh, I love it. And what was your call sign again?
November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie.
I'll jump back in here in just a few minutes after I get through with this one FT8 call, okay?
Yes, Sam. Dave, you back from playing tennis, or you headed to play tennis?
You're so funny. I played last night, and we're going to play again Saturday. So, yeah, I'm getting some tennis in, not as much as I'd like, but the sports club hadn't said when they're going to open again, so hopefully sometime next month, but it might be June. Who knows? But anyway, I'm actually going, we get our prescriptions from Prisma Health because that's where my wife works, and we use the pharmacy that's in the hospital. So they're bringing the medication out to you. In fact, that reminds me, I need to call them right now and tell them I'm coming. So and you pay for it right there on the sidewalk, and they can do credit card or whatever, you know, however you want to pay for it.
I'll start kind of gradually up and back up again. Wife's got to have her cancer checkup in June, I think, early June. So maybe they'll be, she just has to do the blood work and everything, but just a minor deal. But still, I didn't know whether they were, her regular GP is doing a virtual visit with her tomorrow morning instead of having to come into the hospital here in Anderson.
Yes, I have one on my called My Charts, what we use. And with my PCP and a week or so ago, and he couldn't, we could see each other. I could hear him, but he couldn't hear me. So he said, I'll just call you on your cell phone. So he called me, and he did my six-month checkup on the phone. Of course, you know, I didn't have any blood work, so he really couldn't do anything but just ask me how I'm doing and that sort of thing. So, but anyway, that's the first time I've ever done that, and that was kind of interesting.
For my yearly, back in around March the 22nd or 23rd, I think, I go to my primary care doctor in Harlow, and he's been my doctor for years, but I asked him about it. They said, yeah, come on in, but I was the only person in the waiting room and the only person in the office, and in Harlow, they don't have many cases anyway. They had just two or three, I think. I don't think they had any when I went, but just had my blood work done, saw him at the same time, but my wife had her blood work done over at AMED, and she was in and out. I don't think there's anybody in with her either. They were just taking people in, but she just had her yearly blood work done too. Now she's having a doctor follow up tomorrow. It should be a good situation. We keep track of her blood pressure and all that sort of thing anyway. Nothing's really changed. Thankfully, when she had her cancer surgery a couple of years ago, they got everything. It was barely met the criteria, so she got all that stuff done, so she's in good shape. But they just have to follow up on that. I want to say it's a CEA or something like this. It's just one test that they do to see, you know, if it rises each year and that sort of thing. And they don't really do any physician's exam or anything like that.
I'm glad she's doing well. They say, excuse me, they say the first 5 years are the most critical, and if they can get through the first five, chances are, you have a much higher or lower risk of it coming back. So, I tell you, and of course, there's all different kinds of cancers. It's unbelievable. But I know the doctors told Prisma Health that my wife works for the board, and they're ready to go back, do elective surgery. So they're pushing for about start that back in about 2 weeks. I don't know if they'll be able to or not.
But mid-May, we'll start to see some things like that open back up again for elective and non-critical surgery. But she was diagnosed with colon cancer a few years ago. And actually, they didn't even know she had it when they did the surgery, because they did the screening for her, and they decided the best thing to do to remove the bottom was just take a section out. They took about 8 or 9 inches out. That's what they would do anyway. Luckily, they tested the first time. They said it wasn't. Then she got a call back from sometime in September, which this was done in May, I think. Came back in September and said it was, just a very minor, little tiny 1 millimeter spot that hadn't even penetrated the line. And so, wasn't anything lymph nodes, anything like that, because that was just the best possible prognosis you could have, actually. But it was tough. It was tough, pretty major surgery. They didn't do the robotic stuff on her, but we were really pleased with the physicians and the care that she got at, it was GHS and with the folks over there. They're just fantastic bunches of people. They just did a great job, and she was only in the hospital about 2.5 days, I think. That was it.
Long time like they used to. Well, my oldest daughter is a RN. She has her BSN degree, and she was a nurse manager for years at Memorial, and now she does patient experience, so she's trying to improve upon, telling the nurses and staff what they can do better to make the experience more pleasurable for the patient.
Yeah, my nephew's in his, I think he's in his third or fourth year of residency now. He's in orthopedic in Atlanta, but he's working 30-hour shifts right now. He's taking care of some of the patients. They work in one of the hospitals downtown Atlanta, I think. Of course, they got a big problem going on there. He's very cautious. We had a pharmacist in the family. We had a doctor in the family. All we need is a dentist. And the dentist is the one I need the most, because they don't, the insurance doesn't cover those guys.
Poor CPA. Let me make a phone call here real quick and let them know I'm on my way, and I'll be back in a second.
JC, clear. Might be listening.
N4DJC, KN4BWA. Jerry, you there?
Yes, sir. That's great audio.
Well, I've always had to remind myself not to eat the microphone. I've been very, very, very pleased with this 991A. Man, I tell you what, it's just doing a really good job.
So, yeah, you got, but I bought a couple of Kenwoods, and I've got a D710GA, it's APRS, dual bander, and got the remote head on it, but I don't really use it for APRS very much anymore, because it's a pain, what to get outside and haul it around. And I was thinking I might go to 991A. They're priced pretty well right now. It's a full power rig, give me an opportunity to. I just don't know enough about how to operate some dual VFOs, because one of the things on satellite is you almost have to have a full duplex. But if you got dual VFOs and you can tune them independently, that would be a plus. I've got a Yaesu handheld, and that's, like I said, I started out back in the late 70s, and I started out with a Yaesu 101 CD, and kept that thing for years before I stopped, really, until I got off of HF, I guess. And I've always had Yaesu handhelds. I've been real happy with my old Yaesu handheld got here. It's very durable, and seems to work really well. The menu system's a little convoluted, but they're all different anyway.
Look at it like this: Ford, Chevy, and Dodge. Everybody likes Yaesu. Some like ICOM. Some like Kenwood. And I got into ham back in July, and I went up to the Sedco up in Pigeon Forge. And I saw the ICOM there, the 7300, and I saw the Yaesu 991 there. And I'll be honest with you, I just like the look and the feel of the Yaesu a little bit better, and I certainly like the way you program it a whole lot better.
Man, it'll give me the ICOM rigs early on. I ran a most on 2 meters, so I had a all band 2 meter rig and all band 440 rig as well. I was working a lot of VHF and UHF sideband, and of course I had ICOM handheld just like everybody has, Kenwood as well. But the Yaesu's just seemed to hold up pretty well for me. And the menu system on this radio, I can program it from the radio. I don't even have to have the software with it. But I was just looking for something compact that. Because I've got a power supply, or I got a decent power supply that should handle it. And I was thinking I might want to try some 2 meter 440 sideband. Might want to take it out sometime. Use it on satellites. This is as compact as it is. It's not a very big radio at all. And like I said, I've always been impressed with them. And also the Jacob's screen on thing. Just one on this handheld. I've got a a 3D art handheld. Just, I mean, it's unbelievable how much easier it is to read with its color screen, and the 981's got a similar screen to it. Just easy on the old eyes to read it.
KB4CPA.
Oh, no, he's back. Well, before you go, Jerry, I just give it to you this way. This 991A, I have looked and I've looked, and I'm yet to find anything that it won't do. And, man, the splits are so easy to set up. It's just unreal. Man, it's just smooth. I tell you what, if you ever up this way towards Inman, if you want to see one in operation, come on by. I'll let you put your hands on. And that's the best way to tell whether you like something or not. Because that's what I did up at Sedco. And I just fell in love with this thing. It just does a good job, and it's easy. So, what's up, Dave? Did you tell him? Well, did you give him the heads up that you were on the way?
Give me the heads up that the drive-thru closed at 7:30.
Well, I hope you've got enough of whatever it is that you need to tide you over till tomorrow.
Get up here on the corner and hit the sky for some drugs and... No, I'm kidding. Yeah, I've got enough. It's no big deal. But anyway, so, hey, Gary, is there a good bit of activity on 2-meter and 440 sideband?
The name's Jay. Really, there's not much right now, but one of the reasons that I would be interested in it was these linear satellites that are the upper sideband, the VHF, UHF sideband, and they're not very busy. And you really need to have something where you could work both of them, uplink and downlink separately. And so it's a little different situation. I haven't really explored those yet. I'm still working on FM satellites right now. But rather than spend another $350-$400 on another mobile rig that I use as a base, I thought I might, since I already got a good power supply, I thought I might go to an all band rig that did cover the 2 and 440.
What's going on with this one? It just drops out of transmit sometimes. It's not doing it right now, but it was doing it when I was talking to Steve when I first turned it on. Maybe it just needed to get warmed up.
Like it was like an intermittent connection or something. I just drop out for maybe a few milliseconds and come right back up earlier. Now, you sound fine now. I didn't hear anything in that transmission. I did earlier. It just kind of popped in and popped right in, maybe 300 or 400 milliseconds. It was barely enough to... It didn't sound like you were picking pitching like you are when you're mobile, but it was definitely dropping the transmission, but it just... millisecond maybe, or so if that's the most.
KN4BWA. Hey, Dave, you know what it sounded like to me? Like a lead in your microphone was making and breaking there just a little bit.
Exactly what it sounded like.
I've changed... This is the third cord. This takes a, oh golly, what's it called? I think it's called an Ethernet cord. Same cord that you use on a computer, and same thing for the radio. So I just went to Walmart and bought me a black one, And my microphone went bad. The switch on it just quit working. And there's not much you can do about that. So the transmit switch. So I bought another mic. So I don't think it's in the cord or the microphone. I think it's in the radio.
See, one of the pins. If it's what I think it is, it uses an RJ45 connection.
You're losing it at that connector. All right. Well, listen, I'm going to see if I can shift over to 440 and see if I've got my radio programmed correctly for that 440 repeater, Dave.
You want me to jump over there?
Well, hang on just a second. What was that? 140? No, 445074?
2.075. Hang on. 42.075. And the shift is, oh golly, I think the shift is up. I hope it is. I can't remember.
Well, that's all right. Listen, you keep on talking to Jerry there. Continue on for a minute, and then I'll be back and see if I can get the get it to trip the repeater. Okay?
I'm having a problem hitting it from where you are, it's about, they talked to a gentleman last night on there, and he said it was about 600 feet off the ground, and it's in Spartanburg somewhere.
Not sure where it is. That's what they told me, too, and so it's not going to have the range that Caesar's Head does, but it's still, boy, I'm going to tell you what, Jerry... Have you ever heard that repeater over on 442075 over in Spartanburg?
It's right. I've got a lot of trees around. The condition's right. I can hear that one. I don't have it programmed in. I wouldn't remember if it's got a tone on it or not, but every once in a while I can hear it real well.
But that thing is so quiet and so clean. I mean, it's impressive.
I really like the quality. It doesn't have the range that 6.1 has, but it does sound good.
Okay, here's what I'm concerned about. It's got a PL tone of 123, and I don't know if I've got that programmed into this 991 correctly just yet, so I'll know in just a minute. So you guys continue on, and I'll be back in a minute.
Hey, Jerry.
Well, that's the same thing I do every day, which is as little as possible.
I come back, I work, they say, what you doing? I said, least amount of work for the maximum amount of pay.
Textile business for about 35 years, and one of my VPs always told me, he said, you know, you need to work smarter, not harder. And that's the last day I worked for him. I said, what are you going to do? I said, I would say I'm going to work smarter, not harder. I said, but I'm not going to work at all, I don't think.
I mean, if you don't have to work, you don't have to work. It's a nice feeling. I'm beginning to enjoy retirement, and I'm getting involved in some things. One thing I'm trying to do is, I don't know if you're familiar with the Adopt-A-Cop I don't know what you call it, but anyway, it's a national thing, and I'm trying to get. I want to get the that started with for the South Carolina Highway Patrol.
The Mustang. That's probably not a bad idea.
I got pulled over the other day by a highway patrolman, but I have a South Carolina sticker on my glass. It says back to blue, and it has a thin blue line through it. I don't know if that helped me or not, but I was in a construction zone, and I don't even know how fast I was going. I was doing at least 70. I might have been going 75. It was a 55 zone.
Good friends. I used to travel. About the last 15 years I worked, I traveled, sold diesel machinery, and I traveled, you know, 55,000 miles a year, usually sometimes less than that as the industry kind of fell apart towards the end of 2008. But Well, my friends had one of those stickers that you only get if you're a family member of a patrolman. And he said, that thing is like a get-out-of-jail-free car. I said, you do 100 miles an hour through a construction site, you see how much good that does you.
You know, when I worked for the county in their vehicle service center on Keith Drive for 5 years, and we had a uniform we had to wear, and it had a badge, emblem on the shoulder and on the shirt, and gray shirt, light gray shirt, dark gray pants, and if I was wearing that, I never got a ticket. I got pulled over several times. I've had 3 Mustangs, and I had the city pull me over. I was doing 75 on 385 in the morning traffic, and it was a 55 zone, and he was sitting on the side of the road, and I was in the right-hand lane, and I saw him. I came around the curve, and I saw him sitting there, and he had his blue lights, and I just pulled over in front of him. He just had to roll up a few feet, and he got out of his car, and he said, "Where are you going in such a hurry?" I said, "Well, I'm just trying to get to work." He said, "You work for the county?" And I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "75 and a 55. Have a nice day."
And my son-in-law works for the county. He works for the county council. He handles all the recreation stuff for the county. But, yeah, I was one of those guys that back in my younger years, I kind of had a relationship with most of the highway patrolmen up and down the county sometimes. And sometimes I'd be coming into town late at night, and they'd just put a blue light on me to get me to slow down.
Y'all take a breath between transmissions.
4CBA, would you like to say something, Steve?
I'm not programmed right on that 991A. I got to study up on the right way to program it. I use RT Systems programming software, and apparently I didn't put it over in the right mode to get it to go in the right way, so I got to figure it out. But no, I'm not up on that 442.075 yet, Dave. And that's on my 991A. I've got it on my Kenwood and my Yaesu 8900 in the truck and in the car. I got it working there just perfect.
What on that one, Steve?
Steve?
Yeah, it's from here on the handheld. But it don't take a second to program the handheld, but I can't hit it from here on the handheld. But like I said, I'm down in the hallway's bad. It's just in a bad location. For 440, I need to get up a little bit higher and put it on the little 5 element beam I got here.
Hey, yep. Well, can you tell I moved back over to a foul thing?
Lovely on it.
Really? Well, you know, I've been I buy the foul things because they're so cheap, and if I go out here on the back of the property up on my little lake, or if I take it out on my boat over on Lake Bowen and drop it in, I don't get all twisted and bent out of shape. It's only like $28.
that was a lot of sarcasm interjected in my comment. It sounds okay, but it's kind of scratchy.
Yeah, it's not that 991, is it?
991's got great audio on it. At least yours does. You know, it seems to have U.S. I'm sure you've been tinkering with it some. But I have to tell you a story real quick, unless you guys get out. I know you guys are busy. I went to college down in southwest Georgia. There's those long straights. I don't know if you're familiar with that part of the country or not, but you can see for a mile or two. Going back down there one Sunday afternoon, I'll be honest with you, I don't know how fast I was going. I was in had a 69 Cutlass S, and I had that 442 package, like a W30, but it had a 350, and it was about 375 horses, and I was I mean, I must be doing over 90 miles an hour. They didn't have radar back in those days, and I remember we used that VASCAR stopwatch and stuff or not, and I was just cruising along, and I see this guy coming up behind, way back there, and he had a blue light on. I said, I wonder who he's after. And I slowed down a little bit. He jumped out of that car, and he said, well, you trying to outrun me? I said, I'd slowed down. I said, if I was trying to outrun you, I don't know if you would have caught me or not. That car would do, I mean, it'd probably do 140 miles an hour, but I would do it probably 90 or 100 when I went through there. But there was a soul on the road. He wrote me a ticket, and it cost me about $65. That was like, back in those days, that was a lot of money back in the late 60s. And I'd drive all the way back to Danielsville, Georgia to pay the darn thing.
That sounds just about like me. When I first started into college, I had a 69 Plymouth GTX. It was a 426 Hemi with a six-pack on it. And I'm going to tell you what, it was an automatic transmission, but I could be running along at 40 miles an hour and romp down on that thing, and that 727 transmission would drop back to first gear. And you know how your tires squall and go, what? This thing, it wouldn't squall them. It turned them so hard and so fast, it sounded like you just like grinding them off. Just, and it looked like a bug spraying machine smoking in tires. That thing was the fastest thing I'd ever seen.
Get in jail, and I earned money, and had $3, and I didn't know. I just said, yes, sir. And but he let me go. He just wrote me a ticket, and he said, just mail this back in. So I mailed it, and never heard from him again.
On about three quarters, I heard most of Steve. I heard about last sentence of yours, Dave, but this ticket thing, I mean, I didn't get many tickets, but I got enough to, that last one I got, that $65, that was, I mean, it took me, that was a couple weeks pay for me, I guess. It was a lot of money back in the late 60s.
Hey, y'all, I got to jump on out of here. I got deer coming up in my front yard, and coming up out of the woods from down on the pond side, Dave. I got about six of them coming up, so I'm going to dump out of here and watch them for a little bit. This is KN4VWA. I'll be clear. Y'all have fun. Carry on.
KJ4KLX, you copy?
J4AJ, go ahead.
I'm trying to get a hair out of my face. I just want to let you know I'm on my way in. I'll see y'all shortly. KJ4AJ, KJ4KLX, you laying down?
Yeah.
I'll let you go, and KG4HIA, KG4KLX Mobile, I'll see you shortly.